If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, Seth talks to comedy duo Desus and Mero. Then, you'll hear comedian Aaron Jackson's stand-up set live on Late Night. Plus, Late Night opening comic Ryan Reese asks for a few more questions backstage. Now, let's get to the show.
Our guests are the very funny hosts of the Showtime show, Desus and Mero, which returns for its second season this Monday. Their book, God Level Knowledge, Darts, Life Lesson from the Bronx, comes out April 14th and is available for pre-order now. Please welcome back to the show our friends, Desus Nice and the Kid Mero. Welcome back, gentlemen. Always happy to have you here. Much like Kristen Bell, saw you guys at the Critics' Choice Award. We were actually your show and our show nominated in the same category.
That is true.
Yeah,
that's true. You had better seats than us, though.
I was a little closer to the stage.
What table were you at?
I think in the teens.
Teens. We were in table 400.
400.
Yeah, we're at the kiddie table.
You were at the kiddie table. Yeah. Did you enjoy it? Was that the first time you were in an award show?
That was our first time, and you know what?
It was our first televised award show.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Which makes a big difference because there's cameras roving everywhere, and you got to be careful of like what you say.
That's true. You get caught on camera.
Parasite was trash.
Yeah, you can't do things like that. And then also, like, we're still, you know, we're not used to being famous. So we're in a room. It's like, oh my God, J-Lo. Oh my God, this person. Oh my God, Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell's while, there.
It's just like, no, everyone here is famous.
Yeah.
Like, calm down. Stop acting random. Yeah. And then also, shout out, we don't know who the most popping people in Hollywood is, but we saw, you know, wow, I'm getting choked up just thinking about it. We saw Tony Shalhoub.
Wow. You saw Shalhoub.
Shalhoub.
Yeah.
So all you older people are like, yeah, yeah. Or young people Shalhoub are like, who is that?
Shalhoub was a big deal for you.
Huge deal for us.
I love Shalhoub.
And also, shout out to him, because we ran up to him. He was like, I don't know you, and I'm a little scared.
I'm a little frightened. I'm a little frightened by your guys' aggressive approach.
And you guys got to present. Did you enjoy that?
We enjoyed presenting.
Yep.
They were very worried about what we were going to say. I have no idea why. But, you know.
You were great. What about the menu? It was, they made a big deal out of it.
It was plant-based.
Yes.
Yes, because, you know, there's nothing more you want after a long day of work, and there's just some plants. You know, you're just working hard, like, yo, let me get a plate full of beans.
Yeah. I would love an impossible burger.
And the worst part was every 5 minutes, there was like, hey, all our food tonight
guys,
is plant-based. And then everyone at the table was like.
Amazing.
Incredible.
Reducing.
Oh, by the way, my Escalade's been outside idling for 4 hours.
I took a private jet from La Brea to Standard.
They're very exciting. Monday, you have David Letterman as a guest on your show.
Yes.
That's amazing.
At first, we were like, wow, we got David Letterman. And we were like, is he confused? Does he know what show this is?
Yeah.
But that's like interviewing like Michael Jordan.
Absolutely. Like, certainly as a talk show host, I've had the pleasure of doing it just once, but you're like, it's like playing basketball against Michael Jordan.
It definitely is. And what's even more intimidating now, David Letterman has God's beard.
Yeah, he does have God's beard.
So, like, you gotta have some really good questions.
Yeah, right.
Because you're gonna be like, you know what? I'm putting 10 plagues on your family.
He has like that beard that's like, yo, I walk around barefoot all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. The beard, that beard is like replacing footwear.
Yeah, yes. Man, it's full of wisdom.
I want to ask, I know Yankee fan you're representing right now, Jeter, very happy for him, I'm assuming.
Let's go, yeah. Jeter! Let's go, Jeter!
Yeah.
Well, what I want to do is all of us as a country, as a nation, we must band together
and to find that coward.
That one coward!
To make Jeter unanimous
yeah,
in the Hall of
that's
Fame.
That's right. Well, all of the Baseball Writers Association, everybody but one voted for Jeter.
Right.
Were you upset?
I was incensed.
You know, that was one of the first times I realized I am a jerk Yankee fan.
Yeah.
Because it's not enough. If it was like the Pirates or anything, it was like, yeah, we're going in the Hall of Fame. New Yorkers like, no, it has to be unanimous.
Unanimous first ballot. Are you kidding me?
Like, we're at the gate at Delta. We're like, I'm not group seven. No.
No.
You, what about this Astros story? The Astros got caught sign stealing. Yeah. They obviously knocked out the Yankees one of these years in question.
Yeah,
how do you feel about the sign stealing?
Listen, man, I mean, you know, Jose Altuve, shout out to him. He's one of the best Little League world players ever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
My thing is like, okay, we're from New York. How are we not cheating the best?
Yeah.
Like, why? Can we flash Metro cards? We can do anything. Like,
yo,
just get two sacks of Sbarro's. Like, yo, curveball. Curveball.
Like, yo, we can't lie. We can't cheat. Like, Donald Trump is from here.
Yeah. Houston beat us. Come on,
yeah,
bro.
Houston. You have actually, you've had not only a lot of politicians on your show,
mm-hmm.
They've been great on your show.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
We've seen sides of them we haven't seen before. Certainly questions I haven't received before. I want to show a clip. Bernie Sanders was on your show. And you showed him shoes.
Yes.
Yes.
And asked him to guess the prices.
That's right, because if you have someone running for president, you want to ask them about sneakers.
Yes.
Yes.
And is it safe to say he was very surprised at how much?
Oh, that is an
understatement. Let's just say that Bernie Sanders won't be standing in front of the Supreme store anytime soon.
How would you describe the face he makes when you tell him?
It was like bringing home a report card to my parents.
Yeah.
I have never felt...
Seriously.
I felt like Bernie Sanders was about to spank me.
Let's take a look.
Have you ever stepped in dog barefoot?
That's what
How
it
How much do you
like.
Think this retails for? $100
$100 What's the resale on these bad boys? Is it $1,500?
$1,500.
Last one was $1,500, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But what's this? $250?
$250. What's the resale on this?
$4,500. AKA 200 civics in the box.
Is this a status thing?
It's a
yes.
It's a flex.
It's a flex. Yeah. Are you not? You're not a big flexer.
I have so much respect for Bernie. Bernie never pretends like. He never caters to the audience.
Bernie says it how it is.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. You've also had AOC on your show.
Shout out to AOC, the homie. BXOD.
And she's on she's touring with Bernie right now.
They're
you
going
know,
on.
He's caught up with impeachment. She's actually on the campaign trail in Iowa on mm-hmm. his behalf. What do you think about the idea that two of them sometimes go out together on the road and thousands of people show up?
It's beautiful, funny, man.
At first, like... I was like, they're touring? This sounds like the worst version of A Star Is Born.
No, but it's actually really, really, really good. Because I don't know if you remember that album that Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga cut together.
Yeah.
That was a joint.
I want Bernie to come out like, tell me something, boy.
You, what do you think about Bloomberg? Obviously, we're a New York candidate.
Bloomberg has too much money.
Yo, stop. Yeah.
You don't have to run for president.
Stop making
you can,
money.
You can play Fortnite. You can do anything.
Bro, just buy a lot of
the
video
The only thing
games.
With Bloomberg is I'm like, if I had that much money, would I run for president or would I just buy my own private island and like sunbathe naked?
Yeah.
Like, he can do anything else.
He could probably be Brian the Bronx.
He got, I do want to get your take on this. You, let's take a look real quick at what he did when he met a dog the other day.
Oh, boy.
What is this? Who shakes it? Yo, okay, clearly, right before Bloomberg met this dog, he was on Wikipedia like, how to meet dog. Like, does him and Zuckerberg are like, yo, canines, mammals, hello. Hello.
Man's best
hello,
friend.
Fighter.
Hello, Rex. Hello. Would you like to ingest my hand?
I also want to mention real quick, I'm so excited, God Level Knowledge Starts, Life Lessons from the Bronx. That's
Boom.
Coming up.
That's right.
April 14th, I believe. And so excited to read what you guys have to say.
Yeah.
Always
it's gonna
a
be
delight
great.
To have you here.
Always great to have you.
Thank you so much. Jesus Nice, the Kid Mero, second season. Jesus Mero, Monday on Showtime. We'll be right back with more Late Night.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Our next guest is a very funny comedian who will be performing at Laugh Fest in Grand Rapids, Michigan, March 5th to the 7th. And her album, Grudgery, is available now. Please welcome to the show the very funny Erin Jackson, everyone.
Hey, you guys. Yes, guys, I finally did it. I became a cougar. Yes. Yes, I put it on my vision board and I manifested a pretty little cub. Ugh. You guys, he was my mover, like in an adult movie. He just showed up at my front door all young and sexy. And by the end of the day, I was like, well, damn, Erin, he did put the bed together. I mean, it's the polite thing to do. He was fun, but it didn't last. So I'm back on the dating apps. And I met this one guy. He's originally from Ghana, West Africa. He lives here in New York now. And you know, he asked me what I do for a living. And I told him. I asked him what he did, and he told me he was a janitor. And I was like, well, obviously, I'm not going to fall for that. Right? I mean, come on. You moved to New York from Africa, you mop floors for a living, and you're looking for a girlfriend? Like, dude, that's my favorite movie. I know you're a prince. Like, I already know. Yeah. So I'm hanging in there, you know? I was hanging in there because you don't want to leave before the reveal, but he was definitely a janitor. Yeah, so I'm single, and whenever I get bummed out about that, one of my favorite things to do is go couple watching. I'll go to a park, or I'll go to the mall, and as the couples walk by, I'll play a game that I call, well, somebody married her, and it's, yeah, I can tell you play as well. Yeah. It always makes me feel better. I'm like, don't give up, E, she found a husband. Most of my friends have kids. I don't know if that's in the cards for me. I think about children the same way I think about Netflix. Like, I really, really enjoy them. Just not enough to get my own subscription. Is that fair? I'll watch yours, though, if you let me. One of my girlfriends is pregnant now. She's pregnant with twins, fraternal. A boy and a girl. And she's super excited. And I'm excited, too. Just not as excited as I'd be if they were identical. Because... we all know that's the good kind. I mean, obviously, having two healthy babies is a blessing. It's just not that special. I'm not the only person who's ever, like, peeked inside a double stroller and seen fraternal twins and been like, oh, man, come on, they don't even match, right? Like, I just feel like fraternal twins are just two people with the same birthday who don't look alike. Like, all right, so are me and Peyton Manning. Like, it's not... we're fraternal strangers. So. Our government's on fire. Yeah. Have you been watching? I feel like our country is the hot girl from high school who let herself go, right? But then she shows up to the reunion and all the other countries are standing around like, yo. Did y'all see America? What is she going through? You know she locked Mexico out the house. She and Iran almost got in that fight, and I heard she dating Russia now. What? And you guys, I don't think we change like the nastiness in the country by changing the government. I think we have to do it by being better to each other individually, you know? Like, thank you. Yeah, going high when people go low. This happened to me a couple weeks ago. I'm walking into the elevator in my hotel, and there was a woman already in the elevator, and I won't say what she looked like, but she looked like the opposite of what I look like, whatever you think that is. And I got on the elevator, and she looked at me, and she went, I guess I'll just wait. And she got off the elevator. Yeah, I know, but I didn't even say anything. I just rode up to my floor because you can't stop somebody from being a bigot, right? But then I rode back down to the lobby. Because you can make a bigot take the stairs. And, yeah. And when the doors opened, I was like, hey, lady, it's still me. How you feeling? You're still waiting? Because I have nowhere to be till 10 p.m. I can literally do this all day. And that's how you fix America. You guys, thank you so much. I'm Erin Jackson.
Erin Jackson, everybody. We'll be right back.
Audience Warm comedian for Late Night with Seth Meyers, Ryan Reese, here backstage with Erin Jackson, who just did her late night set on the show. How do you feel?
I did it. It was great. I had a great time. The audience was amazing.
Well, you're amazing. I mean, we work together in New York City,
right?
Like almost nightly. So mm-hmm. it's a little weird to have microphones in between
it
us, right?
It's very weird. Yeah.
So when I originally had approached you about this, you had said something that I thought was very interesting is that you were like, I got to get this set together.
Yeah.
And this is only like 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. So can you walk me through the process just for the people that don't know of like how you got this, how quick it happened, and how you had to put something together?
So yeah, it happened fast. Well, just a teeny bit of background. So usually when you're going to do a late night set, right? You've worked on a set, you've tweaked it, and then you've sent it to somebody to go, hey, can I be on your show? And this is what I'm thinking of doing. Then you work on it with the booker of the show, that kind of thing. So it's something you've already worked on and curated. But this time I met Seth last Monday.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, I got a call to do the show. They're like, can you do a set on the show? And I was like, I don't have a set together, but you can't say no. Right. So I said, yes, I'll do it. And then it was just scrounging and asking for favors and getting on stages for the next week, just trying to figure out what to do, what would work. I wanted to do something a little bit political because I was like, well, this is Seth Meyers. So, you know, you want to do something because you figure the crowd would get it. So, yeah, it was just that, just hustling and stressing for a week. And now it's over.
No, you did an amazing job. And I just don't think most people realize how quickly.
Yeah,
I knew because Seth told me. He said, oh, I saw her at Gotham. She's great. And I was like, oh, yeah, she's fantastic. And then I spoke to you and you were like, I have to put it together. And I was like, oh, I know that feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of your material, and we've actually discussed this in clubs, you know, relationships.
Mm-hmm. Or non-relationships.
You want to speak to what it's like dating being a comedian?
Oh, man, it stinks. Being a comedian and trying to date, you're never in towns. So people are like, oh, what are you doing Friday night? I'm like, what are you doing Tuesday at noon? Because Friday night is when I make my money. But, you know, I'm doing a little bit better now. I'm taking days off.
What day?
I take every Sunday off now.
Oh, good for you.
And sometimes Monday.
Oh, good
yeah,
for
I'm going to have a whole 2 day weekend, like a human.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
No, because most comedians, they don't realize this. Most comedians don't take any nights off.
Never.
And when you start your career, mm-hmm. you never take a night off.
You can't. Off. No, you got to get better. That's now, right. You know, you have the luxury to like maybe take off a Sunday and it's lovely.
Yeah.
It took 15 years.
And how many weeks a year are you on the road?
Man, I'm not on the road as much as I used to be now. I got to New York and got comfortable. So maybe 20.
Okay, that's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
What was the most you've been on the road?
Oh, gosh. I all the time because I was scrounging. I was making so little that I had to be out all the time. And now you just kind of buttress with some like sad corporate work. And I still do a couple colleges, but it allows me to stay in New York more. If I make more money on the road in big chunks, I get to stay here and do what I love in the clubs and really like grind it out and write new stuff. So
now
it's nice.
You had mentioned that you tailored your act for the show. And I would assume you do that for most television appearances. When you go to colleges, do you pull back? Because there's been the discussion that maybe colleges are a little more sensitive than they were and some comedians don't feel comfortable.
Well, you know, here's the thing. The good thing for me is that my act was never controversial. I'm not that edgy. Mm-hmm. So that I never, even at my, you know, maybe I'll throw in some color words, but the material has never been edgy or offensive. So I don't really have a problem transitioning. It's just that I just have jokes that I'm like, I don't want to tell those jokes anymore, but those are the college jokes, you know? Because that's how I started. That's how I made a living in the beginning because I booked a ton of colleges, and that's how I was able to support myself. So it was always on the road. It was just zipping across the country from Alaska to Florida and just wherever the money is,
I've
right?
I've been to Alaska.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The colleges are never in an area that's close.
No, that's the reason they want you there because they need to program it because there's not, you know, a lot of schools in small towns where there's nothing to do. You'd be amazed how many people just make their living doing colleges. Yeah. People that you would never see in the clubs and stuff. Yeah.
Cool. Well, where can they find you on Instagram?
I am at EJ the Comic on Instagram and Twitter and something else, whatever else has at. Oh, Facebook, I guess. And yeah. So find me, please. EJ the Comic.
Plug the album.
Oh, my goodness. My album is called Grudgery and it's available. You can stream it everywhere. You can buy it. I released it last year, and it's funny, if I do say so myself.
If you're in town, Erin's always playing at the Comedy Cellar and Gotham, mm-hmm. places like that. Definitely check her out. Thanks. For, hey, great job. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you, Ryan.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.